It's a funny thing about small business rules. If you say you're small, you normally have to be small. And if you tell federal customers you'll do your own work yourself, you've got to, well, do the work yourself. So why do so many contractors try to get around these basics? Joining me to describe a new case that proves the old rules, procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. Joe, good to have you back.
Good morning, Tom.
So this is a case of a small business doing logistics, I guess, essentially, for the military. Tell us about this new case.
Sure. This case stands at the intersection of the special rules for small businesses and the rules for government contracting generally. Here, this was a set-aside contract, and it was awarded to a small business called Third Coast Fresh Distribution. And it was obviously, as a set-aside, restricted to small business concerns. When Third Coast got the contract, another bidder protested that Third Coast was not really a small business for the purpose of the contract. And in the course of that size protest, which went to SBA, as these things do, Third Coast had to demonstrate that it met one of the SBA requirements, which is the non-manufacturer rule. So when you have a supply contract and it's set aside for small business, unless there's a waiver, the products supplied have to be the products manufactured by a small business manufacturer. Well, here Third Coast wasn't the company producing the produce, but it was going to distribute it, and it claimed to meet the requirements under a special rule for non-manufacturers. And that's a four-part rule, and the case we're talking about concerns one of those four parts. That is the requirement that the contractor take ownership or possession of the items with its personnel, equipment, or facilities in a manner consistent with industry practice.
So this is a rule that would apply to, say, distributors and resellers, such that they would have to normally have inventory of their own and not simply order for pass-through delivery right to the agency.
Well, you know, there's also the issue of what is consistent with industry practice, but here Third Coast didn't apparently show that it had acted in that way. What Third Coast said it was going to do during the size protest was it was going to take possession of the items and redistribute them, making the actual deliveries with its own trucks and equipment, and it was going to transfer the produce at one of its own facilities in the Dallas area, which is where the contract was being performed. So the SBA, with that representation, said, okay, you're a small business, no problem, and denied the protest. Third Coast got the award and then started performing the contract. While it was performing the contract, the government noticed that Third Coast wasn't making the deliveries as it had promised, and instead it was having a subcontractor do that work. So the contracting officer, you know, raised the question, didn't get an adequate answer, and what happened was the contracting officer filed a size protest with SBA, which it can do at any point in the process. And so SBA looked at this again, looked at the new facts, and indicated that Third Coast was not performing the contract as it had said, and they ruled that Third Coast was not a small business concern for purposes of this contract.
That is to say, the contracting officer saw a truck, Joe's Trucking, bringing in the lettuce and bananas to the base and realized it wasn't a Third Coast truck?
Well, yes, exactly. And, you know, when the facts were all out, it appeared that 95% of the contract was being performed by a subcontractor and only 5% by Third Coast. And SBA held that that wasn't close to meeting the requirements of the non-manufacturer rule here.
We're speaking with procurement attorney Joe Petrillo of Petrillo & Powell. Now, we know that small businesses can't front for large businesses. Sounds like in this case they were fronting for another small business, though, and that's still not allowed?
Well, it is not. I mean, I suppose you could write a rule that said that, that they gave an exemption if a small business gave the work to another small business. But here the rule is that you've got to do it with your own personnel, equipment, or facilities, and that's not what Third Coast was doing. So the government now had a situation where it had a company that had been had been determined not to be a small business. And SBA regulations say that under these particular circumstances, the contracting officer should terminate the contract. which the contracting officer did, but for cause. In other words, for a default by the contractor. Contractor appealed that to the Armed Services Board of Contract Appeals, trying to get the termination converted to one for convenience. And the difference there, of course, is if it's for cause, the contractor is liable for damages. Here, the contractor was not able to prevail on the appeal. Basically, the Armed Services Board of Contract Appeals said that performing this contract as a small business was an important part of what the contractor had to do. Its failure to maintain its small business status justifiably resulted in the contract being terminated for cause. It was not a situation where it was done for the government's convenience.
And that points out something also interesting, that for cause doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't delivering the eggs and butter and so forth. It was actually performing the deliveries, but it wasn't doing it in a manner consistent with the legal requirements of the procurement.
Yes, well, that's something that, you know, complicates government contracting across the board. These contracts contain many, many requirements, some of which are administrative in nature, some of which are policy initiatives, some of which have to do with the actual contract work. And, they're all contract promises that the contractor is making. And all of them can be grounds for one problem or another, including, in some instances, termination for cause.
I guess the question is, if it wasn't small to begin with, how did it get that far in the process to be able to deliver and then use a subcontractor to deliver when all along it was not a small business?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, small means a couple of things. One is the size of the concern. And in this instance, Third Coast may very well have been met the basic size of the concern test for a non-manufacturer that was 500 employees. So Third Coast may very well have had fewer than 500 employees. But then there are a series of other requirements that are generally focused on making sure that the benefits of a small business preference contract go to small businesses. And that's where the non-manufacturer rule fits in. And in this instance, it was not observing one of those requirements. And that's where it got into trouble.
All right. So basically, we've got some old lessons here relearned in a tough way.
Indeed. Yeah, these rules have been around for a long time, and they keep growing. And small businesses need to be up to speed on them to make sure that they're not in violation.
Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. As always, thanks for illuminating that case.
Thank you.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.